This is talking about a broader issue that that I'm sort of monitoring in open source licensing. So I hope you find it interesting. So I don't know if any of you have been in a family business. Okay, so my parents had a family business, and those of you who have been in a family business know that there's this kind of dream version of it where the founders start the business and it's a great business, and then their children like take over the business and love the business. I mean, that is not the way they usually work. Usually what happens is that people start a family business and then their children have little or no interest in it. And there I have a picture of the dream and the reality, and the reality version about succession planning being difficult is Fredo in The Godfather, right? So that was a succession planning problem. And now I'm going to talk about the succession planning issues in open source software licensing. So in order to understand this problem, you have to understand a few concepts about open source, which are, you know, a tiny bit challenging, but some of you already understand them. So I hope this won't hurt too much. Okay, so first of all, conditional licensing. So I think the animation is backwards on this. So open source licenses are conditional licenses. So they say, here's the software, do whatever you want with it. Here are some conditions.